has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the October 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're starting this week off with a little bit of a downdraft in the market. I think a little bit of carryover from Ms. Yellen's comments on Friday. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 44 points. That works out to a quarter of a percent, and it puts it at 18,093. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is down almost 5 points. That puts it at 2,128, still very lofty numbers. Indeed, the NASDAQ is down 15 points right now. That's 0.3%. The NASDAQ is at 5,198. Crude oil back under 50. Okay, I found the culprit right there. Crude oil down 79 cents per barrel. You should have hauled home that 55-gallon drum on Friday because... Or you're getting a better deal today than you were on Friday. You're saving 79 cents per barrel today. It's down 1.5%, and I got to believe that's part of this downdraft in the market today. Meanwhile, gold's up $1.20. On 1,256, that only works out to 0.1%. So you're not getting rich on gold today. How about silver? No, you're down a penny there. $17.43 per ounce. The euro's dropping. Okay, that tells me that the dollar's rising. There's another thing. I wrote about the dollar at length in my newsletter over the weekend. Interest rates are pegged at 1.77 here today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Our team didn't play this week in football. I hope your team did well. We beat Denver last Thursday night, and I'm not sure who we play this week. We're 2-4, so we need all the help we can get. We need to play Jacksonville or somebody like that. I want to talk a little bit first about the bond market and what Ms. Yellen said on Friday that really spooked the bond market. Ms. Yellen, in her speech on Friday, said that, we could let this economy run a little bit hot for a while to try to get things going again. Well, the bond market did not want to hear that because that could create a little bit of inflation. And one of the headlines I see this morning is that the global bond sell-off continues. Long-dated government bond yields are up again today as the bond market sells off. Leading the way are the Spanish 10-year up 11 basis points. The UK 10-year is higher by 9 basis points. I noted on Friday that Germany has gone positive again as their yields rise and bond prices fall. Japan's up. Her comments spooked the bond market last week. In fact, Germany is now at positive 0.09 when it was down about that same amount below the line with negative bond yields not that long ago. So the global bond sell-off continues. What if somebody warned you before there was a major catastrophe in the market like we had in 2000 with the NASDAQ, like we had in 2007, 2008 with the mortgage and the financial crisis? I see the next crisis. I see the bubble building. I continue to warn about the bond market, which, by the way, is about 10 times as big as the stock market. It dwarfs the stock market. A bear market in bonds would have far and wide impact, reaching far and wide reaching impacts on many people, particularly retirees, and particularly people that have been sold the notion that you can build in past historic bond returns into those financial models that financial planners are using today. And I've told people, you know, if you want an assessment of your interest rate risk in your portfolio, you might want to get one, a second opinion. I'm one of the people that would offer that. Maybe you know somebody else, but I have looked at a lot of portfolios here recently that people have sent to me, and I see a lot of interest rate risk in those portfolios. I would definitely lower my exposure to interest rates in my retirement portfolio if I were you. And if you're being sold the bill of goods, well, look, here's the historical returns of bonds over the last 1, 3, 5, 10, 20, 30 years. With interest rates at 5,000-year lows, do you really think you're going to get those kinds of returns going forward? In addition to that, and more importantly, what kind of risk do you have to the principal of those bond funds that you've been put into? Industrial production comes in softer than expected in September. We come in at 0.1. We were expecting 0.2. Oh, boy, that's not good. And it is a pretty big indicator to watch. In fact, every recession has been led by falling industrial production. So it is something that I watch on a regular basis. We're going to have 80 companies report earnings this week in the S&P 500. I reported on the companies that have reported so far, what the trend is like, how this earnings season is going so far. I updated my estimates for this year on the S&P 500. I updated my estimates for next year on the S&P 500. In my humble opinion, that is the key right there. It's earnings. It's going to be earnings. Whether or not this bull market, which began back in March of 2009, continues or not, it depends on bottom line earnings. I report on that every single week in my newsletter. That's the most important indicator to watch. With all the noise out there, we talked about blinkers and horses. In fact, I put a picture of blinkers in my newsletter over the weekend so that you can look straight ahead forward at those earnings. And if you want to know what those earnings are right now and what those expectations are, where they've been over the last 6 or 7 years, where they're expected to go next year and this year. We still have a little less than 3 months left in this year. That's in my newsletter. That is the bottom line of my newsletter every weekend, GundersonCapital.com. We're going to have 80 companies report this week from the S&P 500. That's about 15% of the S&P. This will be an important week. We begin with Bank of America today, beating earnings by 8 cents. They also beat on revenues. Let's not forget that not only are earnings important, but revenues are important. Revenues are sales. Did you know that this quarter that is being reported right now, which is the third quarter of 2016, which they're now reporting, we're expecting the first rise in revenues in the last 5 quarters? What does that mean for the market? Well, Bank of America is up 0.25% here today. It's up 4 cents, 5 cents right now. The banks have actually kicked off earnings season here. They had some pretty good reports on Friday. And, of course, this week we'll get a lot of companies reporting, 80 different ones from the S&P 500. Hasbro, it is an S&P 500 stock. Whether it's a has-been or not, Hasbro beats earnings by a wide margin today. Hasbro is up $5.71. They beat by 29 cents, and the stock up 7.5% today. I do not own Hasbro. It's been pretty much a sideways stock for a long, long time. Just for fun, let's see where Hasbro is ranked in my app. I have owned Hasbro in the past. Hasbro had some good luck with the Star Wars movie and all of the licensing that they had with that. Actually, Hasbro's ranked number 279 as of Friday. That was before they announced earnings today. I had it ranked pretty well. Hasbro's been a pretty good performer over the years. B-plus performance grade. Let's see what kind of valuation is on Hasbro right now. It has an A value grade. Hey, stock up 7.5%. Looks a little bit better than I thought. Well, when we come back, we're going to drill down to the bottom line. We'll get there maybe by Wednesday or Thursday. Earnings prospects. All the noise around us, China, Trump, Clinton, you know what? Look to earnings. And that's what we're going to do this week. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, another theme of my newsletter this week was what areas of the market do well in a rising interest rate environment? There's a lot of areas that do very poorly in a rising rate environment. And those are the ones that I would definitely get out of the way of. We know the ones that are directly correlated to interest rates. The bond market would be the number one target of rising interest rates, should they continue to rise. I mean, we're only at 1.8, 1.77 right now on the 10-year. But it just feels like to me, you know, it just feels like to me, there's more risk to the upside here with interest rates than there is to the downside. 5,000-year lows on interest rates. If you don't believe me, I put in a chart in my newsletter 2 weeks ago from the Bank of England. Charles Schwab, they beat earnings by 2 cents. Now, there's a sector that does well, the financials in a rising interest rate environment. A lot of the financials have a lot of money in money market accounts and different things, earn a little interest off of that. Rising interest rates help them, obviously the banks and the financials. Charles Schwab beats by 2 cents. They're down 2.3% here today. Lennox, which makes air conditioners and heaters and whatnot, and again, a member of the S&P 500, they beat earnings by 9 cents, okay? They also beat on revenue. By the way, Schwab beat on revenue too. So did Bank of America. Maybe sales are starting to pick up amongst S&P 500 companies. Lennox, however, must have guided a little bit lower because they are down 2.1%. Believe it or not, Lennox has been a really good stock over the years. I look back at the bottom of the recession, Lennox was a $23 stock, LII, the symbol on the New York Stock Exchange, a $6.6 billion mid-cap company, which is headquartered in the air conditioning capital of the world, Richardson, Texas. I imagine it gets a little hot in August. Lennox is now a $154 stock, from 23 to 154. Stock up 700% since 2009. They beat earnings. Stock down, however, a little bit here today. How about a trucking stock? Nice to see some companies reporting in from various parts of our economy. They report JBHT as JB Hunt. You've probably been cut off by one of their trucks recently, or got behind one. I hate getting behind a slow truck. And a lane next to me is whizzing by, and there's just not an opening. Every time you want to jump to that next lane, you see someone coming like a bat out of hell. Everybody, you know, they drive crazy nowadays. Maybe I drive too slow. I don't know, but, you know, these J.B. Hunt trucks, if they just pull over to the slow lane and let me by. J.B. Hunt is an $8.9 billion market cap company out of Lowell, Arkansas, the trucking capital of the world. J.B. Hunt misses by 6 cents, but they beat on revenues, and the stock is basically flat here this morning. How about Apple? A little bit of news there. Were you waiting to buy an Apple car? I was. I could order it on Amazon, you know. They could deliver the Apple car, and it could drive itself. Will it go through a McDonald's drive-through if you ask it to? I don't know. But Apple is scaling down their automotive strategy. Their plans to build the car are postponed. I guess they're going to go in a little bit different direction than building a car. Hundreds of the division's members are now said to have been assigned new roles, laid off, or have voluntarily departed. You know, when I wrote my book back in 2011, 2012, Best Stocks Now, one of the stocks I included at that time was Caterpillar. Well, Caterpillar has not done so good since the book came out. One of the losers, it's not a loser, it just hasn't done that well. There's been some huge winners from that book, however. And, of course, I went through the methodology of the Best Stocks Now approach, which combines value with momentum, with charts, with technical analysis. And I wrote to every CEO in the book, said, congratulations, you've been chosen for my book. And they were invited on the air. I did not get the Caterpillar CEO, but I did get a nice letter from him, Doug Oberhelman, thanking me. I've got that letter here somewhere in the archives, the Gunderson Capital Archives. Need to frame it, put it on my wall. He announces his retirement today. Doug Oberhelman will be succeeded by Jim Umpleby. And if I'm not mistaken, Caterpillar is in the tractor capital of the world, Peoria, Illinois. Let me make sure that that's where they were. They've threatened to leave there a few times. No, they're still in Peoria. Here's what happened with Caterpillar. When I included them in my book, commodity prices were soaring. And, of course, Caterpillar, they doubled down. They, between 2009, 2013, they plowed nearly $10 billion into plants and equipment for miners to get those commodities out of the ground because China needed them. They needed them out of the ground as fast as they could. Put on boats to China, not slow boats to China, fast boats to China, so that they could continue to build their infrastructure. And when that infrastructure spending started to slow down, commodity prices started to slow down. And I don't think that Mr. Oberhelman saw the collapse of commodity prices in his mind in the future, in his crystal ball, when he invested all of that money into the commodity business. And I don't think he saw the slowdown in China either. Oberhelman's company, Caterpillar, is now facing an unprecedented fourth straight year of declining sales. The stock has bounced back nicely this year, but it's still 25% below its 2012 peak. Caterpillar continues to be the world's largest construction and mining equipment seller. It's gaining market share. The workforce has been trimmed by 20% over the last 4 years. It's a little bit more nimble than it was. But Oberhelman's big bet in the mining sector and commodities didn't pan out so well for Caterpillar. And now he's going to take early retirement. Constellation Brands. Now, I continue to own Constellation Brands. I saw my neighbor taking out his trash. Looked like they had a wild party over there. They party at that place, let me tell you. Kind of wine bottles and beer cans and stuff. And they had to haul all that to the recycling plant. The Ontario Teachers Pension Plan is acquiring the Canadian operation of Constellation Brands. Imagine that. I mean, the teacher's pension plan is going to run the Canadian operation of Constellation Brands. Well, they'll have some wild teacher's pension parties up there in Canada. They also announced Constellation Brands. They're buying the following brands: Kung Fu Girl Riesling, Velvet Devil Merlot, Boom Boom Syrah, Yves Chardonnay, and Chateau Smith Cabernet Sauvignon Wines. I continue to have a piece of Constellation Brands, the stock, not the products. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here's the question. This market has been going up since March of 2009. In fact, on March 27th in my newsletter, I said that a new bull market has been born. And I've taken a look at that call every single week in my newsletter, and I update that thing every single week. I am a market timer. I am what I am. I can't change. I cannot become an asset allocator. I cannot become a buy and hold and hope and pray type of guy. That's just not me. I would rather be vigilant and stay on top of things in the market. Well, every week I go through the big picture of the market in my newsletter, which I've been doing now for the last couple of decades. You say, why as a professional money manager do you have a newsletter? Well, you know what? A long time ago, I just decided that there's a lot of people out there that want to stay on top of the markets. There's a lot of people that insist on doing it themselves. There's times when I take on projects at home where I insist on doing it myself. Usually, I regret it after I've totally messed it up, like fixing a sprinkler line. I'll never forget one time. We lived on about 5 acres out in the country a little bit. You know, you got to get that out of your system. Maybe some of you never get it out of your system. I'm really kind of an ocean guy myself. But we decided to live out in the country. I mean, those water pipes that fed our little orchard, we had a little orchard, 20 trees, okay. I'll call it an orchard. What the heck, it sounds good. But the water pipe that fed that thing, it wasn't like quarter inch. I mean, it wasn't like, what do you call it, half inch, 3/8 inch little pipe. It was pipes this big around. When one of those babies burst, It sends water way up. And I remember I was down there in the hole. I'm going to fix this thing myself. I'm going back and forth to Home Depot. I've got that purple stuff all over my hands, that sprinkler glue or whatever. And I said, okay, I got her fixed. Turn on the water. And I'm looking at it. Bam! Right in the face. I got nailed with gushing water under high pressure. I said, you know what? I'm going to have to call somebody to do this myself. Well, hopefully your portfolio was not a gusher here this morning. Let's try to keep it running smoothly. So I write that newsletter. I go into hiding, hibernation, although I've been using my new office lately to write the newsletter because it's so peaceful, so quiet. Got a fountain of water and running stream right outside my office. Artificial, but it's still just a real pretty place and very conducive to thinking deeply and focusing and concentrating. And by Saturday, late afternoon, I finally finished that darn thing. And here's just what take you through the trip of where the market is at currently. You know, last week was kind of a dull week in the market. There was a lot of noise in the market. You had China over here shouting about their exports dropping. You had all kinds of conflict. Here we are with 3 weeks from the election. You believe 3 weeks from tomorrow? We've been hearing about this darn election now for 3 years. I think we'll kind of be glad to get it over with, although we may not like the outcome. No matter who wins, we may not like the outcome. But it will be over. We will know. And that's another thing that's shouting from the rooftops right now about the market and causing trouble and causing volatility. And then let's not forget Miss Yellen. She's a noisy son of a gun, isn't she? I mean, if she just whispers, the market trembles and shakes and quakes. And I say in the end, let's let all the noise, it'll take care of itself. The market's going to look to earnings. That's what the market's going to look to. And we're in earnings season. So this is a very vital time to be watching the market, watching the bottom line of companies, and watching the bottom line of the indexes like the S&P 500. Maybe you've heard of that. That's a pretty big one, and it looks to earnings. Last week was a noisy week in the market. We also are in earnings season. That also puts a little bit of extra volatility in the market. Now, here we've come to work for 10 months and 2 weeks, 9 months and 2 weeks. And what do we have to show? What's the S&P 500? What do those 500 companies have to show for themselves? The S&P is up a paltry 4%. so far in 2016. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a paltry 4%. The NASDAQ is up a paltry 4%. And as I've said for many weeks now, many months now, that doesn't even begin to tell the story. It hasn't been a smooth ride. January was not that long ago. January was the worst January in the history of the market. I took some defensive action at that time, which I thought was warranted, because I also take protecting principal, protecting capital very importantly, very highly also. And, of course, Miss Yellen did her about-face on interest rates. She was supposed to hike four times this year. What happened to that, Miss Yellen? You didn't give us very good guidance. You never hiked again. You didn't hike. Well, yes, they did. They hiked once. Or have they? Have they hiked since December? No, they haven't hiked since December, have they? We're probably going to get a rate hike, however, on the one-year anniversary of the last rate hike. The bond market has behaved itself okay this year, but I believe it's fraught with risk. The 10-year, the bond market, IEF, the ETF that I track on the U.S. Treasury, it's also up 4% this year. That seems to be the magic number, 4% this year, the 4% non-solution. Meanwhile, as we look outside of the United States, the emerging markets are up 14% this year, and that's mostly come from Latin America. China's up 6.5% this year. Brazil, the leading market in the world, 74% gain. Why? Well, they're hoping that they got rid of a corrupt anti-business thief out of their leadership, Miss Rousseff, and they're hoping that they got in some clean, honest people that are pro-business. That remains to be seen. Brazil is up 74%. You know, political change creates opportunity in the market. Same thing's happening in Argentina, where I have got some exposure to Argentina. They've got political change taking place. We've got political change here in America taking place here in 3 weeks, but Brazil's the leading market in the world. What's the worst market in the world this year? Europe. Down 5.4%. And we want to follow the European model. No wonder the UK voted to leave the European Union. The European index, as tracked by the Vanguard ETF, VGK, is down 5.4%. India is up 7.3% this year. So if you've wanted superior returns this year in the market, you've had to take on quite a bit of risk. Yeah, Brazil's a lot of risk. South America's a lot of risk. Otherwise, you've had to settle for some very paltry high-risk returns here in the U.S. with a Fed out there, an election out there, and a bulging bond market. Meanwhile, oil's up 37%. I've taken advantage of the rise in oil prices. I got out of oil stocks back in August of 2014. Oh, I might have made a few tiny little forays along the way, but nothing really serious. Then I started getting serious earlier this year, especially in the early summer of this year when I started to put away oil stocks. And so far, that move has worked out pretty good. Oil is now up 37%. Believe it or not, we began the year with oil at $37 per barrel. We dipped down to $26, and now we're back around $50. Gold was a good bet earlier this year when the Fed did an about-face and went dovish. The gold bugs came flying into the market, betting that Miss Yellen wouldn't hike rates for a long, long time. They were right. But gold has suddenly really, really started to falter, level off, drift lower. Why? Because now we're looking for that Fed rate hike. And in the meantime, the dollar has been strengthening. That's probably one of the biggest factors in the market right now. A rising dollar. The prospects for a Fed rate hike in December. The prospects for rising interest rates, well, what does that mean for you, the investor? That's a unique environment. We don't have falling rates in the bond market anymore. We don't have a falling dollar anymore. Things have changed. And I believe that portfolios need to change when the environment changes. Where to change to? Well, that's going to be the subject here over the next several days as I go through the big picture of the market. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now and the Best Indexes Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio. Well, the first question everybody has to ask themselves is, this a good market to be invested in? What are the best asset classes to be invested in? Maybe I should put my money in real estate. Maybe I should put my money in the mattress. Maybe I should just buy a bunch of government bonds or Ginnie Mae's and be done with it. Well, we're going to take a look at those questions here. And I'm going to try to help you determine and at least give you my opinion on where the best place to be. I've been bullish on the stock market since March 27th of 2009, but I am not a perma bull. The first place I like to begin each week is with technical analysis. You know, I would never, ever buy a stock. I would never buy a mutual fund. I would never buy an ETF without looking at a picture, whether it's the last 5 years or whether it's the last 1 year. I want to know which way an asset class is headed. Is it going sideways? Does it need some kind of catalyst to push it out of that sideways trend? Is it going down? I don't want to buy something in a downtrend. Is it going up? And how long's it been going up? Is it extended? Or worse yet, is it starting to roll over after a long run-up? That's where I see a lot of investors buying into things. Why? Because after something's gone up 70 or 80, 90%, they start talking about it on TV. And people start to get into it, usually right about the top, whether it's real estate investment trust, utilities, or Amazon. A lot of people like to get in right about the top for now, and it starts to roll over, and that can be a very dangerous situation. I call that the lookout below chart. So what is the chart of the S&P 500 telling us right now? Well, we know this. It's been going up since 2009 after a horrendous plunge in 2007-2008. It leveled off, however. The S&P leveled off in 2015. It's leveled again this year. You're up 4%. Last year was not a good year for the market, but it wasn't a bad year for the market. Why did the market level off? Because oil prices came down so horrendously, and it brought down one of the sectors of the S&P 500, the energy sector, which is about a 10% component of the S&P 500. Earnings leveled off. Oh, there's the key. The market follows earnings. You see, in 2010, earnings increased. The market followed. Just like a school of tuna chasing a giant bait schools. In 2011, earnings increased. Market went up. 2012, 2013, we saw a huge increase in earnings. And that was the best year for the market during this current cycle. My aggressive growth account was up 45% that year. And then what happened? Oil prices started to fall from their peak, from $110 per barrel all the way down to $25 per barrel. Oil earnings, energy earnings, went from fairly robust to bust. A lot of energy companies aren't around anymore. A lot of energy CEOs aren't around anymore. A lot of workers have been laid off. Saudi Arabia is borrowing money for the first time in many years and cutting budgets, slashing budgets. and the market's gone sideways for the last couple of years. But what happened? Just as I predicted earlier this year, about three months ago, the S&P 500 broke out to new all-time highs because earnings looking to break out to new all-time highs. The market's pulled back recently. With all of the noise in the market has pulled back recently. But having said that, just from a technical point of view, not looking at valuations, not looking at momentum, just from a technical point of view, I would say that the technicals of the S&P 500 still look favorable to me. Okay? We next look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P is 500 stocks. Good cross look at all of the different sectors in the market. The Dow is more concentrated, 30 stocks. It had been going up since 2009. It continued to go up until midway through 2015 when it too leveled off. It sold off precipitously with the oil decline. It rallied with oil. Oil sold off again precipitously, and the Dow went clear down to 15,450 at the beginning of this year, and it looked treacherous at that point in time. I put in some dams around people's portfolios. I hedged just a little bit at that point in time. Because had the Fed continued on with those four rate hikes that they had kind of signaled, it could have brought doom to the markets. Instead, the Fed did an about-face. I had to do an about-face, and I've been fully invested since February, almost fully invested since February of this year, and have had a good run with my portfolios. The Dow has also kind of leveled off here over the last month or so, and it's pulled back to its breakout point. I think it wants to get the election behind it. I think it's a little chagrined by a rising U.S. dollar here, and I think it still wants to know just what in the heck is the Fed up to. The Dow chart still looks very bullish to me, however, going forward. Lastly, the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ got hit a little bit last week on those China concerns. Another noise out there. The NASDAQ has also leveled off again for now, but I would say this about the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ still looks bullish to me. And lastly, a bad chart. Got to throw in a bad chart. Europe continues in a downtrend. I would have no exposure whatsoever to the European markets right now. Now, that's just one leg of the stool that we just went through. I like to stand on a three-legged stool. Two legs, I fall over and hurt myself. Three legs, solid. Technical analysis, valuation, momentum. Tomorrow, we'll talk about momentum. Where is the momentum in the market right now? Which of the asset classes? What is my current asset allocation? Which of the sectors in the market look good right now? Where's the momentum? Where's the buying taking place? And at the same time, where are the investors in the market fleeing from? Those are the areas you want to avoid. We got a lot to talk about this week. I hope you'll join me every day here. And if you'd like to get my newsletter, if you'd like to talk to us about our money management style at Gunderson Capital, you go to the website, GundersonCapital.com, or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.